with the same breath that we dwell on our eternal self, like Tony was saying, at the same time, we do not read that thoughts, so that energy can go back as the neutral as it was before. And what happens is that energy that is not being wasted to interpret that, it becomes a healing factor for us. It just becomes a healing factor. So the more you want to know the cause of your illness, the more you're in it. The more you think of what's going to happen to you in future, what if you can't get rid of it, is it still is a thought that is not real. It just isn't real. And why does it look so real? Because we have paid attention enough times as a repeated thought that it looks concrete, but it isn't concrete at all. If it was concrete, like Tony said, it would not be 1 minute here, next minute not. So we stand on the ground of permanent, which we're going to find where that is, and whatever is temporary, we look the other way until they lose energy. And it's hard at times. When you're in a position that is hard, it's harder. So you bombard yourself with spirituality, bombard yourself with thoughts, words, and deeds. All your senses should witness something that initiate how you could take, you know, go away from it. Am I very vague? No, you're hearing. So when we have a time in our life that things are not going well, we should watch things that gives the same thing that sits in our heart more onto it. Not too many things that say different things. It's confusion in the mind. Whatever sits in your heart, Kathy, make sure that you buy a book on those. Make sure you hear things that are on those so you don't get scattered again. So what we do is, by not reading this interpretation, and we stand in the ground of oneness, what happens to this? These all melt in the pot of oneness. And the mind that was enemy, which wasn't, it just appeared, begins to interpret and take two and make it one. Take two, make it one. Take two, make it one. And in one, there is no disease and there is no problem. So this is the consciousness that is rounded pure. Whatever is not our unconsciousness, it will not be our experience. So everything that we believe, it will register in the consciousness and it will become. Yes.
I have a slight pain in my knee right now. What do I do? It's almost gone. But if I could think of just exactly what you're saying to do.
You have a pain on your knee.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to our next meditation. I'm not concerned with your knee. I'm concerned with you. So next meditation is like this, that I want all of us to do it. Most of you have done it. And if you have any resistance towards this meditation, just try it once and tell me how opening this is. I want you to dwell in the first part, Wendell. Sense God is omnipresent, and I want you to really dissect it. What does it mean, omnipresent, or light, or whatever, truth, or I is omnipresent, whatever sits in your heart. You can replace God immediately, doesn't matter. Sense that, which God, is omnipresent, and just dissect it. After you've really gone deep in the bigness of it, then go into silence and then sit, what can this body be? What can I be? What can I be? The remedy for duality is unity, and therefore remedy for everything that is pursued by our senses and mind, the remedy is only one. go from multiplicity to oneness, in that there is nothing but harmony and ananda, bliss. What can I say that could convey the bigness of that? I mean, it's so simple that I can't even make it as great as it is for you, except your own experience. We are not this, what appears to be a concrete form. We really aren't. And contemplate on your unlimitedness. Contemplate if everything, that one, that is one and is omnipresent, honestly. Contemplate on that. What can we be? In that, you become one with that eternal bliss, unlimitedness, unbounded. This is not imaginary, out of suggestion. This is the truth, the only truth. We have heard the false and we believed it, and then the duality came to play, and then the suffering. So we kindly reverse that. Let our mind learn to turn everything that is 2-to-1, good and bad, ill and healthy, saint and sane, sinful, all of that. It's just nonsense. It's just nonsense. Any questions so far or comment?
My pain is gone.
Okay, good.
I looked for it, I can't even find it.
Don't look for it, because it was not real in the first place. It's not that. No, because it is the truth. It is, the truth is, the truth is, and the false isn't, period.
When Don and I were kids, mm-hmm. we went to church every night, mm-hmm. and we just went to meditate. We just went to mm-hmm. the little chapel. We were broke, I got fired because I was pregnant. We were just in a mess. We didn't know what to do. So we went to that every night at the chapel. And within, about 8.5 months before our daughter was born, he got a job, we got a house, we got everything. It all shifted,
yes.
And all we did was sit. Yeah. And at the time, then after we got all that, then we changed our attitudes toward things. You became with the
yes.
duality.
Yes.
But when we were just sitting there,
yes.
just
sitting
there,
sometimes
like
emergency.
Like,
yeah. Sometimes emergency is just a wake-up call. It really is. It is a blessing in disguise. And when I was in it, if somebody said blessing in disguise, I would have shoot them. Seriously. But it is. It is, because when we go too far from our nest, we're a prey for all sorts of animals. So we have to come back home. We have to go. And the good news is that the home never went anywhere. It was never gotten old, never gotten crowded, never had our house any other rented out to somebody else. It was always there. But what was vacant? Our pursuing every letter. So, now. Pain and suffering is a product of the mind only. Close your eyes. We're going to make a proof out of every sentence we do. Guys, are you guys ready tonight? It's going to be heavy stuff. Okay. Close your eyes. Pain and suffering is a product of the mind. Let's take a thought and go to the end of it and see where it is. Bring to your mind a thought of a flower, and follow it to the source of your mind. Okay, slowly open your eyes. How many of you followed the thought and arrived at nothing but silence? Raise your hand. Okay. Tony, what happened to your flower? Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll come back to you. You're pretty advanced. I don't need to spend too much time on you. I don't mean advanced means a platform we should be proud of. It's just that you know what I'm saying. Okay. Now it says, go beyond the mind. We just did. We went to the source of the mind and we transcend the mind. Now, if the mind was so concrete, how do we transcend it? How do we go to it and find nothing? So is the belief is not the mind that is responsible. It's the belief of things, not the mind. Okay, go beyond the mind, experience no pain and no suffering. I, there's only one I as Satyam, I as Martha, I as this, I exist not in the mind and body. We're gonna experience that now. Close your eyes, everybody. And I want you to go from the top of your head or the bottom of your foot or anywhere you want to. I want you to see if you exist in your hand or your head. Ask yourself, am I in my head? Am I the head? And just go down. Martha, did you find yourself in any of your organ?
No.
Okay, because you are the witness. You are the witness of your organ, but you are not the organ. So when the witness is found, the organ is or it goes in the state of isness, perfection. Do you follow, Martha? Do you follow? Where were you in your body, Wendell?
I was in my chest area.
Oh, really? Okay, when you go home, go find out where in your chest you are. That's okay, I don't care. Okay, as long as you are not in your knee. Spend a lot of time finding that I, which when it is felt by the body and mind, and found beyond both suffering and pain, sees existing in your consciousness. Do not believe the world. Tony, what does that mean? Do not believe the world.
I know what it means, but I don't have words.
Yes, means do not believe your mind. They left you a message. Let's all hear.
This is not
It's probably yellow grandma.
So, is the I the silence?
The I is the witness.
The witness.
Which is silence. It's a silence witness. It's a silence witness, which is, there is something that later on I will give it to a few of you. Now, it's just too early. So we go on and do not believe the world. If you did not have the consciousness, would the world exist for you if you were not conscious? Richard says no. Who thinks? If you're not conscious, if you're in a deep sleep, does the world exist for you? If you pass out, does the world exist for you? What happened? Because the mind was not active. So the world is the mind, but in a bigger scale. It's a universal mind. Do not believe it. Why?